So Saturday is Independent Bookstore Day, and Levi from Audrey's Books joins us to talk about what's going on there to celebrate. Welcome, Levi, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been at Audrey's, and why did you want to work in a bookstore?
I have been at Audrey's for 6 years now, which is wild. I don't notice time passing. It truly speaks to the fact that it's such an enjoyable job. And I wanted to work in a bookstore because books have really been my entire life. I have an English degree and a MFA from UVic in poetry. So really reading and writing and connecting people to books and to stories that will really resonate with that individual is the biggest passion of mine.
So this weekend we celebrate independent bookstores. How do you believe independent bookstores contribute to their communities, especially now that we're in the digital age?
For one, Audrey's has a great website where you can search for books. You can find them so easily. You can tailor your search to very specific niche topics. So in that aspect, digitally, I think we're doing really well. And independent bookstores, they really foster specific communities. We have about 70 events a year with local authors, with authors all across the country. So that's a big part of how we help the community. One thing that people can take part in on Saturday is our scratch and dent sale. All of our books that have come in from the publishers, just slightly worn or damaged, we reduce them to $5, and half of that goes to charity. We've partnered with PALS this year, and that is one of our biggest passions because they support adult literacy.
Oh, books for $5 and for a good cause. It's dangerous. Yeah. You're speaking my language, Levi.
Yes.
So what else will Audrey's Books be doing to celebrate Independent Bookstore Day? I have heard there is a passport that one can get and can fill up to win prizes.
Yes, that is correct. There are 11 bookstores participating all across the city. So if you do have a vehicle, you might have an advantage on this passport. The 11 participating bookstores, basically, you can go to any one of them, grab a passport, and start your journey. Each bookstore you go to, it'll get stamped, and every bookstore will kind of have some unique stuff going on. Audrey's has a lot of bookish swag to give away. We got a lot of cool stuff from the publishers, stickers. There's a tote bag. There's a cool 10th anniversary decorative page for Rupi Kaur's book, Milk and Honey. I'm assuming those will go really quickly. And then we're also having half price membership. And I will say our membership deal is probably the best in the city, points-wise. You get a lot of bang for your buck, and you get double the points on Saturday as well for any purchase you make, excluding some of the sales. We're also having local authors come in. We've got a schedule running from about 10 to 2:30, so there will be children's story time in the morning, and there will also be some adult authors in the afternoon.
This sounds like Christmas for me. I'm so excited for this. So you mentioned a little bit earlier you were talking about the great website that Audrey has. Let us know what the website is one more time so that we can send people there to go and check it out ahead of Independent Bookstore Day.
So the website is audreys.ca, and I just want to plug our name because oftentimes people will put a pesky apostrophe in our name, and we are actually named after two Audreys who worked here, so it's actually a plural name, and I kind of love that because we often have people named Audrey and they think it's their store, and I kind of agree. It's like a multiplicitous name. So it's for all the Audreys out there.
For all the Audreys, just don't put the apostrophe. Levi, Thank you so much. We will put that link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. It was so much fun talking with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope to see you on Saturday.